On Thursday, Smart 7, no joy for no confidence motion. Luke Skywalker has a warning for you and lots more. It's Thursday, March 30th. It's National Doctors' Day and happy birthday, Celine Dion.
She's a widow. She has four children. She's out on the 15th of May. Where's she going, Joe? Used to work in the homeless services. You know how bad it is. Where's she going? Where's she going? She going into emergency accommodation?
That was TD Louise O'Reilly criticising the government and the Dáil as Sinn Féin made a last-ditch effort to stop the eviction ban being lifted. Her comments on Wednesday came after the government had survived a motion of confidence, winning that vote by 86 votes to 67. The Labour Party had brought the vote of no confidence in the coalition mainly over its performance on the housing crisis. If the government had lost the vote, it would have meant an automatic call for a general election. Speaking during the debate, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar called the motion performance art and tried to turn the focus back on Labour's own policies.
I know that the Labour Party doesn't have confidence in this government, but it seems to me that it has long lost confidence in itself.
But Labour leader Ivana Bacic wasn't impressed by the government's defence of its position.
This morning, Taoiseach, you've engaged in some political theatrics, some performative anger. You've spent more time lambasting Labour than you have setting out what you say government has achieved on housing. And yet you're accusing us in opposition of politicising housing?
The Independent Review Group report on the Defence Forces continued to make headlines on Wednesday as the detail of the level of abuse that went on became clear. The report says that most female members have experienced either sexual harassment or sexual assault, particularly on overseas missions. And the advice given to female members on deployment was to use two locks on their doors or barricade their quarters to stay safe. There were also repeated and regular incidents of drinks being spiked and reports of hidden cameras in showers and bathrooms. Nolene Blackwell of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre says the behaviour combined with reprisals against those who complained made for an horrific situation.
So people who took complaints through needed extraordinary stamina. That's a breach of every single right that a person has as a human being. And if that is the case, if it's as it goes through, this cannot be the case.
Alarmingly, the Defence Forces Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, says that the problem is still occurring today.
This is not a historical issue in the organisation. This is an issue that exists today, and that has been part of my learning, part of the truth to power that I've been speaking with the men and women in various sessions for over the last year.
In a strange twist of events, the Star Wars legend has lent his voice to an air raid app that alerts Ukrainians to incoming attacks. Mark Hamill, aka Luke Skywalker, warns of imminent Russian bombardments.
Attention, air raid alert. Proceed to the nearest shelter. Don't be careless. Your overconfidence is your weakness.
Meanwhile, President Zelensky has invited Xi Jinping to visit Ukraine following the Chinese leader's visit to Russia. Xi met with Putin in Moscow last week to celebrate a new chapter of Chinese-Russia friendship, something which US President Joe Biden said he doesn't take lightly. President Zelensky thinks it's time for the Chinese leader to see what the situation is like on the ground, so he's extended his own invitation.
Of course, I gave all the diplomatic and public and not public to President of China, and I want to speak with him.
Would you invite him here to Ukraine?
Oh yes, we are ready. We are ready to see him here.
Northern Ireland has seen the terror threat level raised from substantial to severe, which means intelligence sources think an attack is highly likely. Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris told the House of Commons the decision was made by MI5 independent of ministers. He blamed a small number of individuals who remain determined to use politically motivated violence. The rise in the terror threat level has raised questions about whether the lack of government in Northern Ireland will fuel instability. But the DUP, Sammy Wilson, doesn't seem to think so. He says the terror threat is nothing new.
One has to remember that these periodic terrorist attacks occurred when the Assembly was working, functioning fully, but we've had severe threats in the past. We've also had killings, attempted murders of policemen while the Assembly was sitting. Terrorists take opportunities.
Still to come, the Smart 7. Arsenal's women head to the semi-finals and the new Wes Anderson movie trailer just dropped.
Right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back.
Wednesday saw the second leg of the Women's Champions League quarterfinals get underway. Barcelona's women won 5-0 against Roma to go through to the semis, while Arsenal's women faced the mighty Bayern Munich women and were 1-0 down from the first leg. They had a record 20,000 crowd at the Emirates and the support really helped. The game finished 2-0 to Arsenal and they head to the Champions League semi-finals for the first time in 10 years. Here's Manuela Zinsberger watching back the Frida Manum goal after the game.
It is! Unbelievable! Sorry if you haven't seen it. I guess it's on Twitter no matter where, just watch it. It's unbelievable. Frida Manum. Yeah, we work on the reaction, but as long as she's going, I'm fine.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have been friends who make films together for a long time and they're at it again with their latest movie, Air. It tells the tale of a game-changing partnership between a then-rookie Michael Jordan and Nike's fledgling basketball division, which revolutionised the world of sport and culture with the Air Jordan brand. Matt Damon plays Nike's resident basketball expert, Sonny Vaccaro, while Affleck plays Nike founder and CEO Phil Knight. They've both been talking about why they wanted to make the film in the first place.
I was trying to make a movie that I wanted people to enjoy and go see and be successful. That was the kind of movie that we like to make and go see, which is movies about where the performance and the writing and the stories and sort of generating empathy from the audience where they could laugh and be surprised and have fun. And hopefully it doesn't talk down to them, but it's still really entertaining.
Wes Anderson's new movie is crashing onto our screens quite literally after the trailer for Asteroid City dropped. It's got all the hallmarks of an Anderson classic, but it's a new venture into the extraterrestrial for the movie maker. Set in a 1950s fictional American desert town, it stars Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, Margot Robbie and a host of other big names. The release date is June, but you can catch the trailer now.
Some of our information about outer space may no longer be completely accurate. Anyway, there's still only 9 planets in the solar system as far as we know, Billy.
Except now there's an alien.
What's happening now?
I don't know.
I don't like the way that guy looked at us. The alien.
How did he look?
Like we're doomed.
Maybe we are.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.